sculptor Paweł Opuchenski has seen many twists and turns in his life. After signing Charter 77, he left for Germany to eventually settle in New York. When he came back after the fall of communism in 1990, he got involved in an incident in which he killed a skinhead in self-defense. The trial took 4.5 years before he was cleared of criminal charges. In the meantime, Paweł Opuchenski became a respected sculptor, but in 2003 he was sentenced to 3 years in jail for sex with minors. After he left prison in 2006, he said it was the fourth new start in his life. So when I sat down with Paweł Opuchenski, my first question was, which of them was the toughest to get through?
Each of these sort of beginnings had specific character. But I would say the last one was in the way the most difficult, because that was something which I really deserved, you know. So I knew then there is nobody else to blame but me. And it was also then I was to big degree disappointed with myself. And then I allowed to be actually, you know, put in prison for such a quite, you know, 3 years is not a short time. That's already, you know, you feel it, you know, the things change, people change, you know, and also opportunities which I had before, they disappeared. So I came back, when I was put in prison, I was quite successful, well-known sculptor. And when I came back, I was basically, you know, on the bottom. So no money left, you know, a lot of people were not quite interested, you know, to see me. Of course, there were some people which did, you know, so it wasn't 100% disaster, but it was definitely a new beginning. And I hope it was the last one, because I don't think I would live through the fifth one, you know.
When you got to the United States, I imagine that your beginning there must have been really difficult.
Actually, to be honest, so coming to U.S. was the best experience, the best from all those four beginnings was the one in U.S. First of all, I was coming directly to the city which I knew it's right for me. I mean, instinctively right decision. I really came to New York and I was basically in question of weeks. I knew already exactly where I belong, and I started to work on it. And that time, of course, the only thing I could do was with my hands, because my English wasn't practically yet existing, and I was just learning English. And at that time, I ran to this lady, and she needed somebody who works in ivory. I never had in my hand a piece of ivory. I never carved it. I had no idea. And I borrowed this equipment, and I really make the piece as perfect as was possible. I spent on it like 10 hours. I mean, a ridiculously long time. And she was absolutely happy. And then I got finally work, some, you know, couple of pieces of some designs to making an ivory. And that was my beginning. And I started to work in this incredible material, which I before didn't even knew practically it could be worked in. And I did all these first, very soon, like 2 weeks after I started to work for her, I started to make my own designs. So basically, not even half year after I was in New York, I had my first group of works done. And I found, like, in 1 week, I found a gallery which was willing to exhibit it, which was like miracle, absolute, because I didn't speak English yet. But I liked the things in ivory so much, they gave me the first exhibition. And since then, I'm exhibiting.
After the fall of communism, you came back to Czechoslovakia again. But very soon you got involved in a very nasty incident where you came to help two people who were attacked by skinheads, and in self-defense you eventually killed one of them. How do you look at the incident today?
Well, I was back, well, about a week, 6 days actually. It was 6 days back from U.S. and I absolutely fall in love with the situation here. You may remember it was filled with hopes. But however, I came back, and I was like slightly in a dreaming, you know, stage from morning to evening. And from this, like, dream stage, I was really ripped out, you know, with this horror story on the street. Just simply, couple gang of skinheads, drunk skinheads, you know, were like terrorizing a couple of people on the street. And I was all of a sudden there, you know, in the middle of this happening. And I was so repulsed by what I saw that I was like nearly fainting from repulsion, you know. I never had such an experience in my life before. I hope I will never have it again. So I knew in that instant moment when I was facing those couple skinheads which were drunk and tried to hit me, you know, with the steel pipes. I knew that if it happens, I will be, in the worst case, dead, or in the best case, really badly beaten. So I didn't think twice. It was just instinctive act. And thanks to this instinctive act, I survived the situation. Yeah. And even though I have to live with this tragedy, you know, which happened, you know, during that, I am still rather alive than dead.
Well, your troubles were far from over, because in 2003, you ended up in jail once more, this time for sex with minors. But it seems that you could be in a commercial for the Czech prison system, because you say that it helped you, that you don't feel bitter about the whole thing. So does it work? Does the Czech prison system work?
Well, this story itself would take, you know, I could speak hours about it. It's a very interesting experience. I mean, of course, yes, I mean, it happened, you know, I never denied it. You know, I had a little harem, you know, which I had, was like 30 girls, which all of them looked the same, all of them were basically had the same experience, you know, so they all had some experience with sex before me. And eventually, you know, after some months to be in contact with them, I realized that some of them are underage, you know. When I realized that I'm facing the penalty, you know, and maybe even prison, I could stop or I could go on and not pay attention to that. So I choose the not paying attention to that. You know. So that's me. Unfortunately, I'm like that. And I knew then one of these days I will get in trouble and I will be maybe even put in prison. So it unfortunately happened exactly as I expected. And that was probably the reason why I was the least angry prison in that prison, really. I was not really angry, because I knew I deserved it. I knew that I was doing everything possible to end up there. So I was, from the first day, doing everything possible to gain something from it. So when it's over, then I could face myself and say, okay, Pavel, you did something to be put in prison, which you deserved. But did you get something which you normally wouldn't? And I could say that today, yes, I gained something which I would normally not gain in my normal life. I gained some skills. I learned some skills. I was going to school there for 2 years. So I learned skills which I would never get normally. Plus, I had plenty time to read, plenty time to think, and plenty time to make drawings and plan my work and plan everything possible. So for that quite big price, which I had to pay, and lost lots of opportunities, you know, to make my life easy, you know, to have enough works and to have enough money, I lost all my basically I lost all my customers from the time just before I was put in prison. I lost them all. And I lost with that lots of money. So that's the sort of ugly result of such experience, but it's probably, you know, part of the punishment.